Kalya is to live Vrindavan and allow cows, coward boys, Prajvasis, so that they can drink this water. An important thing, when Kali was there in Vrindavan, all creatures, we can say, although same times they are drowning in blissfulness, but for a demon sometimes they are feeling always lamentation also for Kalia. Demons coming, not coming usually, not coming frequently, sometimes after Krishna comes. But Kalia, he was permanently, he was staying there. And everyone knows, within the Braja, everyone knows. Poisonous snakes, Kalia was residing there with all his family members. So practically they are not using this water, they are not going to that direction. Where was the lake was? Yeah. Where the lake was? They are not going there. But Krishna order, you should leave this place. And he was accepting when order is coming from spiritual master, from super authorities. Okay, how can we order to someone? We are order carriers. Vaishnavas are order carriers. So we are not giving order actually. Do these things. We can say we are representing, like Guru is a representing of his order carriers. He is following order as it is and he want to, how can you say, yeah, transmit this message. You just follow this order. He never thinks that this order is coming from me. None of our previous acharyas, like Gurudev used to say these things. Prithivide acharya, amar agya guru hai tar ei desh. Jara dekho tare bolo Krishna upadesh. To whom you see, just speak about Krishna and you become guru and deliver the whole world. And Gurudev used to say, this order is coming up to my guru. This order is come to up to my guru. And my guru order, okay, you accept disciple. When you are accepting disciple, now you are guru. But what is our mood? Such a standing order, I can say standing order is up to my guru, not to me. And what Prabhupada's mood? Son, what Acharya's mood? This standing order was up to my guru, not to me. I am following. Our mood, Vaishnavas, like we can say, our Gaudiya Vaishnavism, their mood is so nice. Therefore, we have a special attachment towards devotees, towards Guru. For that particular mood, they have enough, we can say, they have enough properties. That means they are dedicating everything, they have love, everything, but still they think self, they are very miskinchanas, they are akinchanas, they are humbles. Therefore, we are attracting. So many Gyanis are there, so many learned persons are there. Mahaprabhu said these things to this Kesava Kashmiri. And Mahaprabhu said same thing to also Balavacharyas. You are a devotee of Lord Krishna. But this is not etiquette. You are such a elevated devotees. Why you are developing proud? You want to write down something? You want to write down something specially? Not following Siddhar Swami. Yes. In our parampara, especially in our acharya's teachings, we are leading our life like that. We don't want to develop some arrogant, some pride nature due to our qualities. Therefore, we can give up our pride when we serve a pure Vaishnavas, when we remark their lifestyles. Dambha Mahatu Upasaya. When you close to a pure devotees, you can know how their heart is very soft, how they're like a little child. Outside they're like thunderbolt, but inside they're like a little child. Unless you cannot keep Krishna, Krishna is very soft. unless you become soft-hearted. There are two types of soft-hearted. You understand soft-hearted? Many karma people, they are very soft-hearted. When they saw some poor man, immediately giving donation. Someone is suffering, immediately they are giving some shards, some saris, some things, dhotis, everything. Soft-hearted persons. Bharat Maharaj was so advanced. He was near the bhav stage. You see, heart became so soft. Soft. To see others suffering, immediately it affect heart. Yes. Soft. Unless our heart becomes soft, it becomes more hard by offense, by dupliciousness. We can't think Krishna. We can't. Kutinati, jivan, hingsana, pratishta, labha puja, pratishta, di upasakha god, Mahaprabhu Singh, Rupa Goswami, Rupa Sikya. Well, these are upasakha, can you say? This is just like unwanted creepers. Unwanted creepers. We are planting some tree. When we are giving water, automatically it is coming. You are not giving water. You are not giving some cow dung for the creepers. But it is automatically coming. When you want to perform devotional life or devotional service, automatically all these things will come. But a gardener is very cautious. He just want to see the unwanted creepers. A devotee always praying to Gaurnita, always praying to Acharyas, please show me where is my fault. He show me. Please help me so that Sadhu, Guru, Vaishnavas, they can show me. They can show my nature, they can show my, how can I say, faults. So that I can rectify myself. What we are praying to Guru? Diya Padachaya Sodhaya Amar. Just give your, how can I say, shelter. At your lotus feet and rectify me. You want rectification in your life. Yes. So Kalya is following this order. This order, like we are saying, this our mood is so nice. No one thinking himself qualified. Kalya also, he said before, it is up to you. Everyone is up to Brahma, Lord Shiva. Everyone is bounded by religion and energy. What power I have? I have been serpent born. It is up to you. If you want, you can sorrow mercy. If you want, you can give punishment. Yeah, I started reading these things. Which one? This was very nice. Yeah. Please arrange for us whatever you consider proper. Such a nice mood. Whole day, one night. Whenever some thought is coming, whenever other idea is coming. And we have to only pray to Krishna. Krishna, what is favorable for me? What is proper for me? You know. Better than me. So you just arrange. You just arrange. This is our prayer, simple prayer to Krishna, to Guru. You know who I am. You know my habit. You know my nature. If you don't arrange, what I can do? This is surrender. What is surrender? When you depend and you pray. And sincerely, that touches Krishna's heart. And yesterday we are hearing how Krishna said, okay, Kalya, you should live this Vrindavan and you should go to ocean. You stay there. Ramanaka Deepam, the island Ramanak, Neman, Ramana. And you don't stay here. And allow this place for cows and cowboys. And now this is Tirtha. This lake is now Tirtha. Anyone who will give charity here, will perform some worship for his forefather, someone take bath here, and one who remembering you and me and my leelas, he will free from simple activities. He will free from simple activities. This is Krishna's mercy. This, if Sadhu and Krishna, if they want, they make you purest, purest of the pure. We are now, how can I say, we are now fallen among the, we are most fallen among the fallen persons. Most fallen among the fallen persons. But mercy, Sadhu Guru's mercy, Krishna's mercy. They just saw their merciful glance. They make you purest of the pure. They say, Kalya, everyone will remind you. When you will, what people they are just going there, what they are saying in Vrindavan, this is Kalya lake. Anyone is saying this is Krishna's lake? Kalya lake. This is Kalya's lake. They remember it, Kalya's. How fortunate? Yes. Then Kali offers, yes.
Deepam ramanakam hitvam radametam upasritam yadvayatsa suparnastvam nadya nadyatmat padalanchitam.
Out of fear of Garuda, you left Ramanaka island. Krishna knows. Out of fear of Garuda, you left Ramanaka. Yeah. Because when Garuda beat Kaliya with his wings and it was so heavy, Kaliya developed fear. Maybe next time he may kill me. But he got information. If I want to stay fearlessly, I have to go to such place where Garuda can't go there. That is Vrindavan. That is Vrindavan. Due to so worry. Cars. And Garuda is respecting. You don't think he like we are discussing about Vaishnava offense. Today morning we are hearing. Why somebody fall down? Why material desire become strong? Those are sannyasis, especially not young, there are old sannyasis. And performing such severe austerities. Even for sannyasis, yogis, gyanis, Vaishnava offense is very heavy. Therefore, material desire becomes so strong, like morning we are Prabhupada mentioning. This is Vishwanatha Chakravarti's commentary. Yes. Why? Even karma people, you see, they are frustrated with material enjoyment in old days. So why a devotee or a yogi or a jnani in old days is just developing this desire? Just remark, even karma, they are frustrated. I saw many young. I went to Pune. Yes, this year. Maybe his age was 35 or like that. Something happened with wife, divorce. Then they say, no, I don't want to marry. I can continue my life as a brahmachari. I don't have no desire. I know what is marriage like. They are frustrated. They don't want to marry second time. Even young age. But why a devotee? Or why a jnani, a yogi as old age? Developing this desire. Severe offense at lotus feet of a pure devotees. Play Prabhupada said, morning we are hearing. Increasing this material teacher. Yes. Who is our protector? Who is our savior? We can say savior. They are. Narottamdas Thakur saying in Bhakti Chandrika. Kramakrodha lobha moha. Mada master, mada abhimana saho. Apana sthane tane. What I can do, Krishna? Oh Krishna, what I can do? Lust is just pulling me in one way. Anger is pulling me in one way. Greed is pulling me in one way. Echana amara mana phire jana andha jana supata vipata nain jane. I don't know what is best way. What is good, what is bad for me. Why? Lust is pulling me in one direction. Anger is pulling me in one direction. Greed is pulling me in one direction. I am like a blind person. Phire jana andha jana. I am just moving like a blind person, not finding any way. This is prayer to Sadhu and Gurus. Whole life. Muni yogis, they are conquering. They are just performing severe austerity, controlling their foods, just to conquer all their habits, sense habits. But we are not like that. We are not performing such severe austerity. This is our austerity. According to our capacity, without depreciousness, we have to serve to Sadhu Guru and to their worshipful deities, and always pray to their worshipful deities, please help me so that I can give me strength, I can please your pure devotees. Because before I don't know why I have to pray to Lord like that. By whose knowledge I came to know about you. And you are dear to him. You are more independent. Although you are fully independent, but you are saying you are under control of your devotee. Just give me strength so that I can please your pure devotee. And we are praying to Krishna for that purpose. Krishna will send you. Krishna will send his representative. He will send to a support son who can help you. These are two prayer always. And praying to Guru, just give me strength so that I can please you and I can please Supreme Personality of Godhead, your worshipful deities. These two prayers simultaneously. To Guru, to Krishna. To Guru and Krishna. If Krishna is our mercy, Krishna jadi kripa karen, kon bhagyavane, Guru antarjami rupe sikhaya apane. To whom Krishna wants to show our mercy? What is past sour of his mercy? What is Krishna's past sour of his mercy? to fortunate soul. Here, Chaturthartham, you want to know Guru Tattva? First, Adi Lila, Guru Tattva. First, second chapter, lastly. Krishna Jati Krupakaran, Kon Bhagyavane. If Krishna wants to sour mercy to some fortunate soul, he is passed our mercy in two ways, outside and inside. Guru and Antarjami Rupe Sikhaya Apane. He came himself into her as a super soul, because you are praying to Krishna. Krishna is a super soul. He wants to guide you. Okay, just do this thing. But you are not understanding still. Then he came as Guru, outside, inside and outside. This past sour of his mercy. Then when you find out his representative, now you serve him, praise him, so that you can develop love again for Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes. So therefore, Guru Seva is Krishna Seva. Krishna Seva is Guru Seva. You understand? When we are serving Krishna, this is Guru Seva. Gurudev told us, we are not qualified. We have no quality. Or we are not such an elevated person to touch even. Where is our consciousness? Where is our mind? But this is Guru Seva. What to do? Even I am not qualified. We have to say to Radha Madhava, I am not qualified. This place is not suitable for you. And we are not such Brahmi Bhaktas. But this is Guru's order. We are just serving you. This is your desire. And their Guru Seva is also Krishna Seva. Because Guru, when we are serving Guru, directly or indirectly, Guru wants to please Krishna. But when you are assisting Guru, that means, looks like directly you are serving Guru, but indirectly you are serving Krishna. Simple thing. Simple. Because Guru means his life is only meant for Krishna. How to give pleasure to Krishna? How to give pleasure to Krishna? Therefore, Deepa Ramanang Hitva Radham Metam Upasrita. Like morning we are discussing these things. Marut came to know, Kaliya came to know. And he came to Ram. He came to Vrindavan for that purpose. He knows Garuda can't enter to Vrindavan. How to fear up Garuda? You left Ramanaka Island and come to take shelter of this lake. But because you are now marked with my footprints, Garuda will no longer try to eat you. You know what happened when Krishna ordered, you just go to Ramanak Deep, because he came from Ramanak Deep, for snakes are Ramanak Island. He said, no, I don't want. He never said like that. This is Vishwanatha Thakur's commentary. Yes, I will follow your order, but I have fear towards Garuda. I know he will kill me, he will eat me. No. Garuda is my devotee. When Garuda, even Kaliya don't know before, over his head still Krishna's footprint is there. Now Krishna is saying, you know, you can see, my footprint is over your head, over your hood. Once Garuda saw these things, he know my footprint. He know my remarks of these footprints. Once he knows, he will not touch you. You just go on fearlessly. Therefore, before we are discussing this snakes, this categories of snakes, you can see still there. Still in their hoods and here also. Yeah. Two, you know, wooden shoes. Cut hoes. Like that, this wooden shoes remark here. Here and also in head. Two places. When they are residing in someone's house, they are thinking, oh, very auspicious. They are not killing. And they are saying, paying obeisance, Baba, you just, if our children is there, fear, please, you just go out. You go out. They are giving meal. Like that. They are descendants of Kaliyas. You can find, they never want to. Other snakes, they are usually attack. Never these snakes attacking anyone, beating anyone. Few. You don't find. They are very offenders. They are saintly among the snakes. Yes. They are saintly among the snakes. The descendant of Kaliyas. And don't fear towards Kaliya. And don't fear towards Garuda. because my footprint is there. This is Krishna's mercy. You want to know Krishna's, who is Krishna, how Krishna is merciful? This is Srimar. None of saintly persons, no one in this three world have such blessings. Still he is carrying. His descendants carrying Krishna's lotus feet. Very convenient. This is Krishna. If you want, he can show mercy to anyone. You can say in extend way. That you can say beyond our imagination. Beyond our imagination. Last day of our life, maybe. Nothing is impossible for Krishna. We are waiting for one day. We are struggling whole life for one glance. You understand? Whole life we are struggling for one glance, one merciful glance from Guru and Krishna. Yes. Therefore, patience is required. Patience. But wait. When that day will come, what then they will come? Krishna will show mercy, Guru will show mercy to me. Many lives problem we have to solve in one life. And within one life, you see, we already spend more than 20, 30 years without consciousness. And even in this life, we have so many bad habits. So where is hope? Only our hope, this causeless mercy. And only they want to see whether we have this desire or not. We are simple or not. We want this mercy or not. Gurudev used to say, if you don't want this mercy, who deserves mercy? Yeah, I prepare one glimpse. Who deserves mercy? Gurudev said these things. If you don't have desire, if you don't have, how can you say, a keen desire, how to achieve mercy from Guru and Krishna? Unless I achieve mercy from Guru and Krishna, I cannot solve any problem of my life. Who deserves mercy? Yes. So don't be fear. Krishna said to Kaliya, don't be fear. If Krishna want, he make you. This is the only secret part in Srimad Bhagavatam. If Krishna want, he can make you fearless. No one in this three world. Yes. Why you have fear for money, for life, for corona? Now everyone fear for Krishna. If Krishna want, we are ready if Krishna want. It is up to Krishna. Fearless. Who is powerful? A small insect. A small germ. He is powerful or Krishna is powerful? Small virus. He is powerful or Krishna is powerful? If you believe he is very powerful, then we have faith on a small virus than Krishna. Yes. We must have faith on Krishna. He is protector, he is maintainer. And if something happened to me, either through virus or through anyone, it is nothing. Only Krishna. When virus is attacking to devotee give him life, that means Krishna is attacking, you have to think. Krishna wants to take his devotee. When someone passing his body, something is happening, Krishna's arrangement. Why will stay longer here? Why will suffer? If you stay more 20 years, what is benefit? Krishna knows. If within the 20 years, he can't increase his devotional life, he can't increase his devotional standard. If he is 20 years, he will stay only suffer. Better now, I will take him. Now I will take him. He knows. Therefore, we are always bring to Krishna. What is good for me, you know. Just do it. Yes. So out of here, Garuda, you left Ramananka Island and come to take shelter of this lake. But because you are now marked with my footprints, Garuda will no longer try to eat you. This is benediction. And this is, I'm going to say, Krishna wants to make you fearless. If Krishna wants, he make you fearless. You will not develop fear towards any living entities and even towards Krishna. Yes. Krishna is very, like you see, furious. When he will come as time. Yeah, and Prabhupada said these things. Maybe in Bhagavad Gita or somewhere you can. Bhagavad Gita maybe. This time is very, I can say, furious, dangerous for karmis. Death. Prabhupada not giving this example. You don't know about this. rat and this mouse. You don't know there is rat in this example. Within the teeth, this rat, cat and mouse, you don't know? Cat and mouse, yeah. Within the same teeth, the cat carrying their kids, and in same teeth, carrying the mouse. When he just catch a mouse, mouse is suffering. So, I'll die. And when the cat just catch up kids, they become happy. Same teeth, time is like that. When devotee is just whole life, he was chanting, he was performing some service, he was taking prasadam, when he was giving up his body, don't think he's an ordinary person. He's just, even in virus or something, for virus is danger for Kauravi people, for devotees. It's Krishna's arrangement. Anyhow, we have to leave this place. If now we are healthy with little things, we just give up this body, this is good. Once you become old, who will take care of you? Krishna knows. Who will take care of him? Therefore, what Krishna said to this Brahmachari? You know, Arjuna and Prabhupada used to say this story. He said to this saintly person, you may live or you may die. And he said to this hunter, you don't live, don't die. And he said to this king's son, you live up to 100 years. And he said to Brahmachari, you should die immediately. Why he said, you should die immediately? Why? Because he is Brahmachari. Still now he is continuing his Brahmachari life. He is performing nice service. So I don't know in future what will happen if you fall down. So now up to his maintaining his standard. If he now give up body, he can get nice. He will become nice devotee. It's Krishna's blessing. Therefore, devotee is always happy. Even my relative, my son, my daughter, my wife, or my father, who left body, because he is connected with me. Krishna knows why he took away. Will suffer. You will pray for your relative. Please, Krishna, you take him. You understand or not? When your mother, now, if your mother is like 50, she passed away, then you are feeling, oh, my mother just passed away. When your mother becomes 70, 80, then you will pray to Krishna and you will special offering some flower, fruits and lamps to Krishna. Please, just take my mother. And your mother will suffer and you will pray. Krishna knows. Why? You will pray. Better I will take him earlier. We are not understanding Krishna's plan. Problem, we are not understanding Krishna's plan. We have some plan. We are Krishna's. Be careful, we are Krishna's. When we are chanting, when we are serving, Krishna knows what is good for us. Even we are not pure devotees. What do you think? Even we are not pure, we are performing Krishna bhajan. Krishna, he wants to help karmis. He will not help us. We are succumb. Even we have some desires, he will fulfill. Will help. Who knows? Only a devotee, who is a real devotee, he only knows what is Krishna's plan. Therefore, he accepts everything. This is Krishna's. This is Krishna's plan. Therefore, he is always happy. Why we are always unhappy? Because we have some plan. And if it is not happening, we are morose. If something is Krishna's plan, and something is happening, a devotee, pure devotees, you just become peaceful. This is Krishna's plan. Pandavas don't want to fight. Pandavas, they want to stay in forest. They said, yes, we burn in forest and staying in. It is better than to stay in forest than to stay with Duryodhana. They know. Why will stay with Duryodhana? Better stay in the forest. Tiger, elephants, they may create problem for one day. And if you just guide them, or with your weapon, if you protect, you can protect yourself. But you cannot protect, you can't feel protected from this crooked persons. Always day and night, they make them map at any time danger. Better to stay with animals, but don't stay with this type of persons. But who want? Krishna wants. No, you have to fight. Devotee life is very simple and sometimes very tattvas, very difficult. Yeah, very difficult. If you maintain our individuality, then you have to follow our tattvas. By all the tattvas, then you convince your mind, then you come to same stage. Krishna, what is good for me? Just arrange. Sarvadharma, just arrange. And a simple thing, this is a simple way. But I have no other thought, I have no protector, I have no maintainer, I have no money, I have nothing else, I am only yours. But simple. It is up to you. If you arrange, I will serve. If you don't arrange, I will not serve. What I can do? The dependency.
Sri Rishi Uvacha Mukuto Bhagavat Rajan Krishnena Adbhuta Karmana Tang Pujayama Samudam Nagapatnascha Sadaram.
This is the devotee. Before leaving Vrindavan, they are thinking, oh, we are so fortunate, at least we can see personally Krishna here. But at least we have to worship. We have to leave Vrindavan. But in future, we can't do it. Now, Sukadeva Goswami continued, my dear king, having been released by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, Kaliya joined his wife in worshipping him with great joy and reverence. Heavens. Kaliya. Now, assist wives. Let's come. We have to worship Krishna. This is devotee. Krishna forbidden them. You cannot stay in Vrindavan. They are now living Vrindavan. Going out from Vrindavan. But still they have love and affection. They are worshipping Krishna. They are not morose. Oh, we are staying here. No. They are following order. They are so happy. Accept Krishna's will. What is happening in my life? It is. This thing is arranged by Krishna. If Krishna wants, he mentions. Yes. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur commented as follow on this verse. The word Adbhuta Karmana indicates that the Lord's wonderful activities of saving the residents of Vrindavan from Kaliya, saving Kaliya himself from Garuda, and bestowing grace upon both of the victim himself from violence and committer of that violence. Yes, you understand this one? Adbhuta Karmana indicate that Lord's wonderful activities. What is Krishna's wonderful activities? Vishwanatha Chakravarti's commentary, Prabhupada mentioning here. Saving residents, activities of saving the residents of Vrindavan from Kaliya. And saving Kaliya from Garuda. And bestowing grace upon both. And both the victims of violence and committed of that violence. You see, this is mercy, Krishna's mercy. Huh? Everyone. Don't think Krishna is only for you. Krishna is for you, Krishna is for your father, Krishna is for your mother, Krishna is for everyone. Krishna one. Like today morning we are hearing. Today morning. Krishna wants to expand. Yeah. Krishna wants. And his pure devotees want. Let more devotees should come. And pure devotee. Prabhupada said, I just created this Krishna consciousness. So that more, we can create more pure devotees. They can help in Krishna's mission. They can give pleasure to Krishna. Pure devotees. Pure mode. Pure mode is required. And the word Krishna by the Krishna indicate that because Kaliya's wives were great devotees of the Lord and offered him loving affection, Krishna withdraw Krishna nam both Kaliya's offense against the Lord's devotee. Oh, here we already discussed. How he got mercy? Because he was offender. Here, Prabhupada mentioned. Yes. Krishna na adbhuta karmana. Here is Krishna na. Krishna nam. Both Kalyas offense against the Lord's devotees, Garuda, and the against the residents of Vrindavan, who are very dear to him. It indicates that because Kalyas' wife were great devotees of the Lord and offer him loving affection. Yes, this is we're discussing this thing in morning. How to free from offense. This is. Before I was saying this thing, but I don't know. Here, this is well, perfect. I said these things. How Krishna excuse Kalia, who has offended her? How is our mercy? Pure. Wives are pure. They pray and Prabhupada clearly saying this thing. Acharya. He is Acharya. He knows. And I am just giving this example about Gurudev. Yesterday we were discussing this thing. Like Gurudev said, the Vaishnavs, they are praying for you. Okay, again, excuse. Here, indicate that because Kalyas' wives were great devotees of the Lord and offer him loving affection, Krishna withdraw both Kalyas' offense against the Lord's devotees, Garuda, and that against the residents of Vrindavan who are very dear to him. Yes, Kalyas also an offender towards residents of Brajavasis, cows. Yes. We are not advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is up to Krishna. We are trying. Just we have to try our best. But don't commit offense. This should be our motto. Knowingly at least. Knowingly. Unknowingly something is coming. Then we have to repent. But knowingly I don't want. If something happened, then immediately I have to approach this Vaishnava. Please excuse me. I just think like that. Yeah. Krishna. Krishna want to take you. Come back to garden. This is Krishna's desire. But we are blocking our own path by committing offense towards Vaishnavas. Krishna don't want. Because Krishna tolerate. Prabhupada used to say, you criticize or you create problem for king, king will tolerate. But if you speak one word to king's son, he will not tolerate. If one word he will not tolerate. You chastise in public to king, he will tolerate. But if you speak one word against of his son, can tolerate. His son is very dear to him. You say so many things to Krishna, he will tolerate. But if you speak one word to his dear devotee, he can't tolerate. Why? Morning we are hearing from Vishwanath Chakravarti's commentary. What he is saying? He said to Durvasa, this is my nature. Everyone have their own nature. You are not able to give up your nature. How can I can give up my nature. You are not able to give up. You are yogis. You are performing so austerities. But still you are always in angry mood. You are unable to give up your nature. And I have my own nature. What is that nature? I am always subordinate to my devotees. I am no independent at all. This is my nature. And voluntarily I am always under my devotees' protection. Voluntarily. Not that devotee wants. I want to control Krishna. This is Krishna and this is devotees. We are offenders. We are committing offense. So if we serve Guru and Krishna and if Guru and Krishna please with our service they will pray. Krishna, please. Please. They are lawyers. Please you excuse. He is my own man now. I already accept him. Please excuse. Therefore, secret point, Prabhupada, he was Acharya, he knows. Always. Therefore, Gurudev used to say, everything is in Prabhupada books. Who is saying ABCD? Who is saying? I want to stop their mouth. You don't know. Yes, our devotees are not expert now. Our devotees are not expert. They are not reading all these commentaries, Prabhupada's, and not make tally, not tally with commentaries. Therefore, common people, they don't know. Where Prabhupada brings it, then when they are reading, this is general thing. Not this is general thing, this is Acharya statement. This is Acharya statement. Everything, why Prabhupada said as it is? Acharya statement, all. Then you can put unflinching faith on a devotee and Krishna. Yes, we have to study. Therefore, Gurudev said, my mission is to preach the preachers and to keep the prestige of Prabhupada. Prestige of the society as a disciple. Guru said, as a disciple, Prabhupada's disciple, I have to keep my Guru's prestige. Who is saying Prabhupada taught A, B, C, D, I want to stop their mouth. I want to make them mock, Gurudev said. Yes. Why? There is a Yugacharya. Ever someone had done these things in the Vedic history? Then you are saying A, B, C, D? It's very painful for me, Gurudev said. It's very painful. Yes. Our Sajjanandan Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Sajjanandan Swami Maharaj invited Gurudev at that time. Gurudev saying, I just came with such hard labor. His journey was a hectic journey. But Maharaj invited me. Only for that purpose I came. I have to prove that everything is in Prabhupada's books. Yes. So here Prabhupada is saying, Prabhupada said everything. Therefore, when Prabhupada left body, when devotees start to, before they are consulting with Prabhupada, when he once you left, what will do? How can we continue? Prabhupada said, everything is in my books. Everything is in books. How to pray, how to find out Guru, where is, how to get association, how to commit, when we are committing offense, how to free from offenses, how to do bhajan, everything. Everything. If you swim on the ocean, in, how can I say? On the top, just swim there, you can find something. If you go deeper, you can think everything is in Prabhupada's purport. Everything. And it is, sometimes it is in seed form, sometimes it is fruit form. You understand, something is seed form. Just Prabhupada commented some things from Acharya statement, seed in seed form. And just like reference, it is called reference. If you know Shastra, where Prabhupada being these things, then just open commentaries and remember, oh, here, Prabhupada giving some seed for everything. Because Kaliya's wives, their pure devotees, they pray for Kaliya. Their affection and their service mood, their special offering towards Krishna. By their prayer, Krishna become pleased and make free Kaliya from two offenses. Offenses towards Garuda and offenses towards their dear devotees, Prajavasis, cows. Yes. Why we want Guru? This is another point here. You understand? Why want Guru? We committed so many mistakes in our life. In this life, we are only remembering in this life. Everyone should remember in this life how much nonsense thing we had done. Had to speak about previous lives. Then how can Krishna excuse us? Unless someone pray for us. Therefore, we want to please Guru. He will pray for us. Vaishnava Rabedana Krishna Dayamaya. This is Siddhantas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur Siddhantas. This is another cause we are accepting a spiritual master as life and soul. Someone can say, before they are taking just mantras, they are just meditating. They are practicing. They are performing bhajans. They are not staying with their gurus. They are not serving their gurus. But why you adopted this system? This is according to Bhagavatam, Guru Sushrusaya, and also before they are very qualified. You understand? In their heart they are always thinking about Guru and Krishna's. And we are not qualified. We are offenders. We have no pious. Yeah. We are not pious jivas. So therefore we want someone who can help us. We want who can rectify us. To whom we can approach and who can rectify and sometimes give some hope, and for us, we can pray to Krishna. We are serving Guru for that purpose. He will pray for this world. Oh, he is serving so nicely. Krishna, please help. I don't want anything from you, just to help this condition. So he is serving it. Yes. Then Krishna is bound to make you free from all sort of offenses. Like you see, if your devotee is praying, pray. Kaliya's wife is praying and Krishna. Make Kaliya free from offenses. Yes. We want. Yes, first we want Guru's favor for that purpose. Guru's favor for that purpose. Let Guru should. How can you say souring is? Favorness. Huh? Yes, I don't know English, but these words I am using, I don't know. Words, favor, oh, he's mine. Yes. Now, when Guru don't want to see your fault, Krishna want to see your fault? Krishna will not see your fault. If Guru He is just happy. You want to rectify you. He don't want to see your fault. He is not pleased. And Krishna is born. Yes. How they are worshipping in two words they are saying.
Dibyambaras Rakmani Bhi Parardhera Pibhushani.
Oh, three words.
Dibya Gandhanulepasya Mahat Utpat Mahat Utpalya Malayam Pujayitva Jagannatham Prasadhyam Garuda Dujam Prasadhyam Garuda Prasadhyam Garuda Dujam Tataha Prito Prito Bhyanu Gyataha Parikramya Bhibandatam Sakala Sakalatra Sahat Putra Deepamadhye Jagamaha Tadevam Samrutam Jala Jabuna Nirbisavavat Anugrahad Bhagavata Kridamanu Sarupina.
When I was reading Srimad Bhagavatam, most of the time I was thinking, why Prabhupada translated such a critical, you know, Vidyam Bhagavatavadhi. Ravana is easy. Adar Mahabharata is very easy to understand. Stories, some things. But Prabhupada, in world, is translating all these verses, all this structure of universe, everything, 10th canto, 11th canto, up to 10th canto, 9th canto. Why translated such a Vidyam Bhagavatavadhi? Tapostraless. Yes, polar of parampara. In parampara acharyas. He knows. It's my duty. Who will understand it? You don't want to consider these things. Who will understand? Or are new fights? No. First they were wrote down. Gita later. When he was in India, he never wrote down Gita first. But first Bhagavatam, first canto, three part. He printed, then went to West. He started Gita there. I am right or not? Yes. I hear from devotees. First Bhagavatam. And to translate Bhagavatam in English and with all these transcendental words. Only Krishna's job. This is Krishna's job. How he was worshipping? Kavya worshipped the Lord of the universe by offering him fine garments. Yes. If you want to serve Krishna, best. For you, maybe worst. For Krishna, you should arrange something best. Kalya worshipped the Lord of the universe by offering him fine garments, along with necklace, jewels, and other valuable ornaments, wonderful scents, and ointments. Where they found out all these things? Huh? Where? Wives? They are going to market? They are going to Mathura, or going to Agra, or Delhi to buy all these things? Why they wanted all these things? You don't know that the Nagalokas, those are staying in Nagas, Nagalokas, snakes, these snakes, they know mystic power, they know eightfold mystic yogas, Ashtanga yogas. They know. Yes, they can change their power. They can create many things, like yogis. Yes. Having thus pleased with Lord, whose flag is marked with the emblem of Garuda, Kalya felt satisfied. Receiving the Lord's permission to leave, Kalya circulated him. He is Kalya. Now he is circulating, you see. This is Krishna's mercy. If Krishna wants to change your life, he will change in such a way. He make you perfect. Yes. He is circulating him and offer him obeisances. Then take his wives, friends and children. He went to his island in the sea. The very moment Kalya left the Jamuna was immediately restored her original condition, free from poison and full of nectar and water. Immediately, just Kalya left. How? Poison immediately removed. Huh? How? Maybe I think Prabhupada mentioned there. This happened by the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was manifesting a human-like form to enjoy his pastime. By the mercy, just by possible glance. Okay. Purport, this is Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur. You see how many times Prabhupada mentioned Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur in Ambarish. Everywhere, these acharyas, all acharyas. He was following just acharyas. Srila Vishwanatha Chakrabarti Thakur has commented extensively on this verse to explain the word manivhi. Yes. This word, you can find in Sanskrit this manivhi, this word is there. Yeah. Dibyam varasrak manivhi. Kalya worship the Lord with jewels. The Acharya is quoted from the Radha Krishna Ganadesa Dipika by Rupa Goswami Kostu Bhyapyam Maninjenam Pravisya Hudayam Ogaram Orogam Kalyam Priyasi Brindam Haste Atmopaharitehi. The Lord had made him, this Kostuva gem entered to serpent's leg, and then he arranged for it to be present to himself by the hand of Kalya's wife. This Kostuva gem, this well, the Kostuva gem, when Krishna took just to bath, appeared, when Krishna appeared in within the prison house of Vasudev, the consort, that time Kostuva was there. You see, 10th canto. And when Vasudev remarked, oh, Krishna, his supreme, Kostuva is there, means supreme personality of Godhead. But when Krishna went to Vrindavan, then where was Kostukumani at that time? Jogamaya brought it. And all these snakes, they have a big storeroom of different jewels. And they don't know, Jogamaya just kept there. Now they're handed over this jewel, they're thinking this is our. This is Vishwanatha Chakrabarti's commentary. And I think maybe Prabhupada mentioning here. Yeah, the Lord has made his Kostuva gem enter to serpent's leg. You see, this one. And then he arranged for it to be presented to himself by the hand of Kalya's wife. You understand? This is Krishna's arrangement. Like we are worshipping Ganga through Ganga water. In the other word, because Lord Krishna wants to act just like an ordinary human being, he made the transcendental Kostuva gem invisibly and causes it to enter with Kalya's treasure. You see, yeah, this is there. Then, when the appropriate moment came for Kalya to worship the Lord with many different jewels and ornaments, the serpent's wife, on no aware of this Lord's transcendental trick. Transcendental trick, Prabhupada saying. This Prabhupada, sometimes his words are different. This is transcendental trick. Presenting him with the Kostuva gem, thinking it was simple one of the jewel in this possessions. Simple. These are Lord's transcendental trick. The Acharya has further commented that the reason Lord Krishna is describing in the verse Garuda Dhoja, he whose flag is marked by the symbol of his career Garuda, is that Kalya also desired to become Lord Krishna's career. Yeah, one day, this is Vishwanatha Chakrabarti's commentary. When Kalya was going, when he was going, was leaving Vrindavan at that time, he requested, Krishna, you don't think I have no power to carry you? I am same like Kalya, Garuda. Anytime you want my help, please. I want to carry you. Please just use me. And Krishna fulfilled his desire, Acharya mentioning one time Krishna called Kalya, you should come. I want to ride over you and I want to go to Mathura. Here Prabhupada mentioning, I think, Lord Krishna, career, Garuda and the serpents are originally related to brothers. And therefore Kalya wanted to indicate to Lord Krishna, if you ever have gone to distant place, yes, this Prabhupada said, you should also think of me as your personal career. I am your servant. I am the servant of your servant. In the wink of an eye, I can travel hundreds of miles jojans. Yeah. So thus, the Puranas narrated that in the course of Lord Krishna's internal cycle of pastime, when Kansa ordered Lord to come to Mathura, he sometimes goes there, yeah, mounted upon these Kalyas. I read everything, all commentaries. You see, this is in Prabhupada books. Unless you understand, Acharyas, unless sadhus, by Guru's mercy, by Vaishnava's mercy, yes, by Vaishnava's mercy also, how they are perfect, how they are following Parampara system as it is, and have such unflinching faith towards Parampara systems. That is our property. Just imagine this thing in your life. How Acharyas are strong follower of Parampara systems. And I have to follow Acharya like that, like a blind person. I have to follow Acharya. Yes. That is success of our human life, devotee life, devotional life. Thank you. Jai Granthrasya Bhagavatam ki jai Srila Prabhupada Gurudev ki jai Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol Hari Krishna.